sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
How about Tara?
Tara starts for a change.
Oh my goodness.
So sentence 14. Ha salyam.
Saumya.
Oh, sorry. Saumya. Hanu mun kwa. Would you say kwa or kwa?
Kwa.
Kwa. Kwa. Hanumankwa.
Hanumankwa.
Hanumankwa. Yes, that's right. It is Hanuman. Hanumankwa. Punaha twa drishyasya. Does someone say something?
You okay, Penny? We're on the old book, page.
Yeah, 22. We're in
Shri Swayar. Oh, it's page 151 in the old book. And it's the top sentence on page 151.
Okay, and I can get that off the website, right?
Well, actually, yeah, you can. If you go to the Sanskrit site and bring up book two.
Okay, I'll do that while you ladies are doing the first one.
Let me tell you what. Hang on a second. It's lesson 18. Okay.
Lesson 18. Okay.
Try and see. Okay.
Punaha twa drishasya sador maho pakarinaha sambhavo sminjagati.
So
ha is just like o.
Mm-hmm.
Saumya is an adjective meaning gentle, and I think it's in the vocative, is that
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. And
so
then
it becomes like the masculine because it's referring to the person.
Right, it's referring to Hanuman, and
yeah.
Hanuman is also in vocative.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, gentle Hanuman. And then kwa is an indeclinable. Is it like meaning where or what, or could it just indicate a question?
It usually means where when you
where.
Say kwa.
Okay. So like, oh, I see. So it's going to be like where in this world. And then punaha is again. It's an indeclinable.
Mm-hmm.
And twa drishasya is one of our comparatives, kind of like. It means like. It's page 149.
It's not a comparative, but it's in that section.
It's in our section. It's not a comparative. But it gives the meaning of like being like something. And it's adding... it's adding drish, so it's page 149, number 12.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, because Kristen doesn't have it.
Okay. Page. So drish, masculine, neuter, and feminine, and drisha, masculine and neuter, drishi for feminine, are appended to pronouns in the sense of like. The final letter of the base is dropped and a added to it, as ta drisha, like that. Swadrisha, like the Edom and Kim become E and Ki as Idrisha.
Yeah.
Okay. So it basically says like you because it's Twa, which is like, which is you from Yusmet. And Sadhoho is from Sadhu and it's genitive singular. I think it could either be genitive or ablative.
Yeah.
And then we have Maha Upakarinaha, which means like a great benefactor or a very helpful person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Sambhavaha means possibility or probability, and it's masculine.
But you know, Sambhava also means to be born or produced.
Oh, okay.
We use it a lot in Vedanta in the sense of to be possible.
Okay.
But it can also be to be born, the birth, you know.
But it's not here being born, is it?
How do you have it?
Well, I kind of use it as what is the probability that someone else like you will be.
That could be okay.
All right, well, we can look at that. And Asmin is the locative singular. And so it's like in this. And then Jagati, world, locative singular. So what I said was, O gentle Hanuman, what is the possibility in this world that there is a good person and great benefactor like you? Oh, I guess to be born in this world, you could say.
Like the birth or the possibility of
uh-huh.
a great friend who is a good person, such a great friend, such a sadhu, who is such a great friend like you.
So that
how can such a person be born again? Or how is it possible? How is there a possibility again of a person like you, right?
Because yeah. It's the genitive.
In
right?
this world, yeah. The genitive's going to sambhavaha. See, everything's adjectival to, genitive to sambhavaha.
Mm-hmm, right.
Actually, so you have to tell all that.
That tva drish, like the, is in the genitive then.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So like the, so then really it would be translated, how would you translate that then? So like of the, or?
Of you.
Of you.
Of someone like you.
Of someone like you.
You just say of someone like you.
So where do we, how do we use the qua?
Where?
Okay, so where? And would that go with, like, where in this world, or where is it possible? Or
I would take it, like, where has the sense of locative? So where in this world?
Okay.
What does the guy say? Let me see. 14. I have it here.
Okay.
O kind Hanuman, in this world where there arise another good man like you disposed to do good ideas. He just doesn't translate it.
Right.
Let me see if there's other meanings for qua. Since it has, that usually qua means just where, but I'm wondering if it can have another locative sense. Just a second. Qua, where, in what place, whither.
Mm-hmm.
How is it with, what has become of, no, that's not right. Anywhere, somewhere, to some place, in a certain place, sometimes with a negative nowhere, anywhere, somewhere, to any place. So, yeah, it has that sense of where, or anywhere, where. So you could, like we say, where in the world?
Yeah.
Again, where in this world, again, is it possible?
Okay.
With the birth of someone like you, who's so good and such a great help. And Upakati is somebody who helps others.
Mm.
Okay. Is it okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. Repeat after me, I'll do my best. Ha Samya.
Ha Samya.
Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Kwa.
Kwa.
Punas Twa Drishasya.
Sadroho
Mahopakarinaha
Mahopakarinaha
Sambhavaha
Sambhavaha
Asmin Jagati
Asmin Jagati.
Okay, good. You okay?
Mm-hmm. Me again? I can write on this.
You can write on that. Yeah, do you want a piece of scratch paper then?
No, but maybe there's a pencil nearby.
Where is this pencil? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Na etat vidmaha katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadi va no jayeyuhu. So na etat vidmaha. Vidmaha is from vid, class 2, and it's present first person plural. So we don't know. Na Vidmaha, we don't know. Naitut is this.
Naitut.
Naitut.
Yeah, we don't know this.
We don't know this. Yeah, that's right. We don't know this. Kataram is from the chapter, and it is from on page 149, number 7.
You know what? I think that it's actually Katarat. Katarat.
Oh, really?
I think so.
So what does that mean?
It's just a neuter, nominative singular.
Oh, because of the Sunday there? That's
yeah.
That's tough.
Katarat.
Oh, I did get that, but
okay.
I wrote it's down. Yes. Yeah, I said it was either nominative or accusative singular.
I think it has to be, well, let me just see you go through it.
Okay. So that would make it, oh, okay, never mind. Oh, I see what you're saying. I didn't actually get that. All right. So it means who is more. Who is more. But it is from the chapter, right?
Well, take
Tara.
It's actually, you know, this is a verse from the Gita. This is the one line of a verse from the Gita in chapter 2. It's like verse 8 or 9 or something like that. So, Katara Naha Gariha. Where did you get for Gariha?
Gariha, I got that it's from Garias, which is
right.
the comparative of Guru.
Yeah.
And it means more powerful or stronger, and it's either the ablative or gen. It must be ablative, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
If it was ablative, it would be Gariyasaha. And this is Gariyaha.
Yeah. That's right.
So what do you think it would be?
You mean how is it declined?
Mm-hmm.
That's got the
yeah
there. I don't know.
Let me show you. You know, in the book one, I had to look this up too.
Ooh, there's a giant spider. Really? Or a jar or something I can get it with?
Wow.
Oh, look at you. Wow. Okay.
Here. It's like Shreyas. Look in the neuter, though.
Oh, okay.
It's like Manas.
I don't know what the yaha.
It's
the ascending.
Ascending
like mass.
Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Good. Here I got my thing back. Wow, that was
I just keep this fire.
That was some kind of intimate time.
Yes, here we go.
Yeah,
the
India spider. So it's either the
India spider. Is it neuter?
It's neuter, yeah, and it could
okay,
be.
Okay, it could be nominative, singular, or.
With katarat.
Or accusative?
Katarat, yeah.
Oh, gariya.
Gariya,
yeah.
Nominative or accusative in the neuter, right?
Or accused, possibly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like manas. Okay.
It's neuter.
Because katarat is neutered.
So we're saying it's either the nominative or accusative? That's what we're thinking?
No, it could be either nominative or accusative, but you have to see what it is in this.
Okay, I got it.
In a construction like this, this is the first line of a verse. And so sometimes you have to add things, like there's no iti here.
Right.
So you have to say, we don't know this. And then you have to understand, okay, what is it we don't know?
Okay. All right, so... Gariyaha is either nominative or accusative singular, and meaning more powerful or stronger.
Uh-huh.
And then we have yat and va, and yat is either nominative or accusative singular for who or which. And va means, I think it's, I read that, no, it's either or, isn't it?
See, yad va,
yeah.
If you take yad va, that's like an indeclinable phrase, yad va.
Okay.
And it means or else or whether.
Or else or whether.
Yeah. That's kind of important.
Okay.
These little indeclinables are important.
Okay.
Yadva, you're saying?
Yadva.
Yeah.
Indeclinable
meaning
whether.
Together.
Yeah. It means whether or it means or else. That's just a phrase, Yadva.
I just thought it was Yadva.
Yadva. It is Yad and Va together, but they put it together as an indeclinable. Yadva.
Okay. So, and then we have Jayema, which is the first person plural, Parasmai Pada, from its potential, from G, to conquer. So we may or will conquer. And Yadi is if. I think it's if here. And then Va. So what will we
it
do?
Could also be we should, whether we should.
Whether we should. Okay.
And Yadi Va.
So that's another indeclinable together. Okay.
Or if. Here, it's not, they're not together. They're both indeclinables. Or if. Yadi means if. It's an indeclinable.
Okay.
And Va means or. In another indeclinable. So or if. Or whether. Or if. Right?
Yeah. And then Naha from Asmat, which is either dative or genitive plural.
Or
accusative
plural
as well. And it's us. And then Jiyeyu is again from G, potential third person plural. They may, will, or should conquer.
Yeah.
That's it. So we don't know this. Who of us?
Which of the two?
Which of us is more powerful?
Well, remember, you've got that in neuter. Which of the two, katara, is gariyas? That's also in the neuter, right?
So how? What would that? How would that affect the meaning?
This word, gariyas, let's look at some of the other meanings.
Okay.
Extremely heavy, greater than, more precious or valuable, dearer than, extremely important, very honorable, highly venerable, more venerable than, dearer. It also means worse.
It's from Guru.
Is it Guru? Yeah, it is from Guru.
Yeah, from Guru.
Right?
Well, it has all these meanings.
Yeah.
Because it's gariyas. It gets changed to gariyas.
I took it like this. We'll look up Swamiji's translation of it. But what if you, since they're in neuter, which of the two, say gariya is like better? Which of the two is better? We don't know. Which of the two is better for us? Whether.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Oh, so basically what you're saying is whether they win or we win.
Yeah,
which
we
is
don't
better
know this.
For us.
Which is better. You know? Or you could take Korea as worse. Which is worse for us, whether they win or we win.
Oh, okay.
Just a second. Let me just... I didn't look in the sanctuary here. Let me just look. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Because you've got two
yes,
neuters
that makes
there.
More sense. That's
yeah.
not how they translated in the...
What did you have
key.
There, what they said?
The answer key says, we do not know which of us is more powerful, whether we will conquer them or they will conquer us. So that's quite different. Yeah. But what you say is makes more sense. Because like,
which of the two will be better?
Yeah, which is...
That makes more sense because I was like, I didn't know how to construct the sentence with the translation.
You have to take Swamiji's because Shankara doesn't have even have a... his Bhasha doesn't start until verse 11. But I remember, like, which is the two is Gariya the most important for us or the best for us? Whether we conquer
yeah.
them or they conquer us. Or
you will be better.
Yeah. Or you could even say if you take Gariya as the worst, which is worse? Are conquering them or we
yeah.
you know, or are we conquering them?
That
are they
makes
conquering
much better
us?
Sense.
You see something here. See how Swamiji translates and something. Yeah, just what Penny said. And we do not know which of the two will be better for us. But I want to see. I read the let's see, Gariya. He just says better, but you can more important or stronger or whatever. It's interesting that it also means worse.
I know.
So, you know what I mean? So that also works. It says the same thing,
yeah.
You know? Okay, let's finish. Did we finish it?
Yeah, we did finish it.
Okay. Yetiva, whether we should... Then it just says whether we should conquer or they should conquer us. There's not we should. There's no them there, right?
Right.
So whether we should conquer or they should conquer us.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to repeat after me?
Yeah.
Naitad vidmaha.
Naitad vidmaha.
Katarano.
Katarano.
Griyo yadva.
Griyo yadva.
Jayema.
Jayema.
Yadiva.
Yadiva.
No jayayuhu.
No jayayuhu.
Okay. Who should do the next one?
Neyam me jata jata kim tu veni kritaha kachanam.
You aspirated the chin.
Kachanam. Kachanam. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Kachanam. Kalapa iti abravit.
Vit.
Vit. Iti abravit kachit stri. Kachit stri.
Yeah.
So neyam is na iyam. This is not me. May is from Asmad, and it's either genitive or dative for me. I think it's my. I think it's genitive. Mm-hmm. And then Jata is feminine nominative singular for matted hair. And Kimtu here I think means but.
Mm-hmm.
Together. Okay.
But or rather.
Or rather.
Usually that's written together as Kimtu.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I
just
remember.
Draw a line.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then we have Veni, Veni Kritaha.
Yeah.
And this is from our lesson, and it's from page 149, number 13. And again, this is where we're adding Kritaha to, I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13, the verbal or other forms of K, Hu, or sometimes Us are added to a noun or an indeclinable to express the doing or being like.
Mm-hmm.
The thing denoted by the base.
Yeah.
So here we have veni, which means braided hair, plus kritaha, and that makes it like braided hair.
No.
Or like braided?
Not like. You're thinking
as
of tadrishaha.
Oh.
It means it's...
Done.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is made into a braid.
Oh, okay.
So you can just say braided, because kritaha, it is braided. Okay. It makes a past passive participle. English would just say it's braided. But it's literally, it's made into a braid.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. And then kachanam is a genitive plural for hair. And then kalapaha means a bundle or collection, and that's nominative singular.
Yeah.
And then we have iti, and abravit, which is from bru, to speak or say, and it's the imperfect third person singular. And kachit is...
Kachit.
Kachit is, mm-hmm. means a. It's just like a woman. So
yeah.
It goes kachit stri, a woman, nominative singular. So this is, it says, this is not my matted hair, but is a bundle of hair, is a braided bundle of hair, said a woman. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or my hair is not matted. That's what she's saying, right? My hair is not matted, it's braided.
It literally. I took it like jata is a type of hair, you know, it's just that matted hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's jata. Jata. So I don't have a jata.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's
There's
not
no
the
jata.
Style right now.
Yeah.
There's no jata. Okay.
Rather, this bundle of hair was braided.
Yeah. Okay.
A woman said...
I'm not sure which is worse.
There's this one professor, a woman at school, who She's an African, African-American woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she has very long hair that is kind of jutta, but she braids it
mm-hmm.
and piles it on top of her head. It's like a braided jutta. But this woman's hair is not matted. It's only braided. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
You got the Kalapaha, right? You didn't do it.
Kalapaha, it's a bundle or collection.
Yeah, no, that's from Singer. Okay.
So how would you use that? Just like it's...
No, a bundle of hair.
It's
just, you know, or
a bundle of hair braided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her bundle of hair is braided.
Okay.
I mean, we wouldn't say it that way.
No.
And we wouldn't say collection either.
No. We wouldn't, but...
This massive hair on my head is braided. Okay. Naya Mejata.
Naya Mejata.
Kintu.
Kintu.
Vini Kritaha.
Vini Kritaha.
Kachanam.
Kachanam.
Kalapaha.
Kalapaha.
Kiti.
Kiti.
Abravit.
Abravit.
Kachit Stri.
Kachit Stri.
Good.
Okay. Number 17. Dasi Putam. Sarpanam Janan Yaha Sevam Kurvatim Swamatram. Is that a ba? Bun? Yes, it is. Bandanat. Bandanat. Bandan. Wait a minute, what is that? Bandanat. Yes, it is. Bandanat. Mumocha Garudaha Gandana Mumocha Garudaha.
It's actually Garudaha because it's all short. Garudaha.
Garudaha.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Long
Garudaha.
Oh, okay. Garudaha.
Garudaha.
Garu. That's hard to not do.
Yeah.
Oolong. Garudaha.
Garudaha. Yeah.
Okay. So we have Dasi plus Putam, which is from the chapter, and that's on page 150, number 14. And it says the ending, what we're doing here is, wait a minute, let me back up. We're adding Bu here.
Yeah.
So it's 13 and 14. So this is similar to the last one where we were adding kri, but we're adding bu here.
Kri means doing or making,
mm-hmm.
and bu means
and
being.
And this is being.
Yeah.
Being, yeah. And it says the ending a or a is changed to e, except in the case of an indeclinable.
Yeah.
So we don't have any change here, though. It's,
no.
It, dasi is...
Dasi is dasi.
It's dasi. Okay.
So well, actually, that's true, because it could be dasa.
Right, if it was for a man.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the accusative, singular, feminine, and it means being a slave, being like a slave. Would you use being like, or would you just say being?
It can be either.
Okay.
It doesn't have to just be being like.
Okay. And sarpanam is the genitive plural for serpents. And jananyaha is from janani.
Jananyaha.
Jananyaha.
Yeah, jananyaha.
I don't know what it is.
From
Jananyaha.
You said Jananyaha.
Oh.
Jananyaha.
And it's the genitive singular for mother. It could be ablative, but I think it's genitive here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Sevam, which is from Seva. Seva. It's accusative singular, and it means serving or service. And Kurvatim is a present participle from Kurvat. It's from Kurvat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the accusative singular, feminine accusative singular, and it means servant.
Kurvatim means doing.
It means doing?
Yeah. Kurvat, from kr, to do. Kurvatim is... You had the present participle.
Okay. Yeah, it makes
doing
sense.
Doing service, save on.
Doing service, right. Oh, I see why we did that.
Yeah.
All right. Swamataram is accusative singular for own mother, one's own mother. It's referring to Garuda,
yeah,
his mother. And then we have Bantanat, and that's ablative singular from bondage. And Mumocha is from Much, and it's the perfect third person singular, Paris Maipadot, released. And then we have Garudaha. Did I do that all right? Garudaha.
Garudaha, yeah.
Garudaha. Nominative Garuda. Singular for Garuda.
Yeah.
So,
Garuda.
What I came up with is Garuda released from bondage his mother, who was serving.
It was doing seva.
Was doing seva like a slave for the mother of the serpents. Or was doing, I don't, I mean, that's what it's meaning, but I don't.
Yeah, he did work. I mean, you took Jin and Yaha as genitive, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, she was the mother who was doing seva to the
serpent's mother.
Mm-hmm. To the mother of the serpents, like a slave, yeah. Like a slave or like a serpent. Like a Dasi.
Okay.
What's that? Oh, that's you, Kristen.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it go.
Okay. Everybody get that online? Are you online?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So the subject is good.
Yeah, no, wait. Here.
It's because, Penny, sometimes my screensaver kicks in, you know, and then I don't see you. I have to get up and turn
right.
It on. Yeah.
The big,
I'm not sure where the slave is.
Oh, do you see the Dasi? Dasi means servant or slave. Mm-hmm. And the Dasi Bhuta?
Yeah.
Okay. That means,
yeah.
It can be being a servant or being a slave or being like a slave.
Yes. I see, okay.
Yeah, that's that number 13 and 14.
Okay.
In the text, okay. Shri, did you get the book? Did you get it online?
I got the book online, but I'm having trouble finding exactly where we are because the page numbers don't seem to work.
Hang on a second. Did you get to chapter 15, chapter 18?
I did. I've scrolled away from it because I'm trying to find you. So here I am, chapter 18, which on mine says page 132.
Okay. Now, in chapter 18, just go forward until you get to the Sanskrit sentences. Are you at the Sanskrit sentences on chapter 18?
See, that's the thing. I don't have sentences in chapter 18. I'm in the second book of Sanskrit.
Did you?
I go from chapter 18 to chapter 19, which is compounds.
Yeah, but there's no sentences?
No.
Hang on just a second.
Oh, how weird.
I'm wondering if you're in, if you brought up the right,
Well, I brought them both up to make sure I was in the right place.
Oh, I see. You brought up both the book and the answer key?
Oh, no, I didn't. Are you on the answer key?
No. I want you to have the book.
Yeah, I'm in the book.
Hang on a second, okay? Been darker, book two. This is a big thing to bring up.
know what? I think I didn't scroll back enough.
Oh. The other thing, problem is I've got different books.
I think I'm all right. Okay.
Okay, are you at the Sanskrit sentences?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the one we're on now is, boy, there's only about, after this one, to get to the end, there's only about six or seven sentences. So we're on the one right now that is, after, we're on Dasi Bhutam, the one that starts with Dasi. It's two-thirds of the way through.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, unfortunately, we only have one more to do. But we're clear on the meaning, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So repeat after me. Dasi Bhutam.
Dasi Bhutam.
Sarpanam.
Sarpanam.
Jananyaha.
Jananyaha.
Sevam.
Sevam.
Kurvatim.
Kurvatim.
Swamataram.
Swamataram.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mumocha.
Mumocha.
Gurudaha.
Gurudaha.
Okay, let's do the last one.
Tapasharan.
Garudaha.
Tapasharan Ravanaha.
Ravanaha.
Sriyani Nava. Shiramsi.
Yeah.
Shivayo Paya Payani Chakaroti.
Chakareti.
Oh yeah, right. Chakareti. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Shrinumaha. So it's Tapaha Charan Rav Vanaha.
Mm-hmm.
Tapaha, nominative singular for doing penance, and then charan means doing, and it's a present active part of
us. So it can't be, tapas can't be nominative.
Oh yeah, because it's tapas. It must be genitive or?
No, because it can't be nominative because it's the object of charan, doing tapas. Tapas charan,
bravana. So it's accusative.
Has to be.
Right. Oh, so that's right. So it could have been accusative or nominative, right?
That's
because
right.
It's a neuter.
That's
now, right.
Right.
Okay.
And like manas,
right.
It's going to be tapaha, but it becomes tapash because
right.
of the cha.
Okay. And then, so doing penance, that's tapaha charan. And then ravanaha.
Sorry.
Is
yeah.
nominative singular for Ravana.
Mm-hmm.
Sviyani is from Sviya, and it means his own. And
mm-hmm.
it's either nominative or accusative plural. I think it's accusative. No.
No, it has to be accusative.
Yeah, his own nine heads. Okay. Nava is nine. It's accusative also, and it's always plural. Shiramsi is from Shiras, which is head, and it's accusative plural, heads. So his own nine heads. Shivaya is two or four Shiva in the data singular. And Upayani Chakara. Upayani Chakara. Is again the use of kri, giving the sense of made like a gift. It means made like a gift or a present.
That like thing doesn't go with kri.
Made.
That
Sorry.
Only will go with bu.
I did. That is coming up in the sentences where he puts the like in there. So
really?
That's what. Yeah.
No. It doesn't have to be in there. Maybe we can look at another. Look at other.
I'm not
grammar.
Saying it should be there, but that's why I kept putting it in there.
I see.
So made a present.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just made. And it's from Upayana plus Kriya.
Yeah.
And that's where we had the change. I read that on page 150. It goes from Upayana to Upayani before adding Krit to it.
Yeah.
It's one of the rules we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the perfect... Is that right? No. How did I do that? I have the perfect third person singular. Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. And then Iti is at the end.
Uh-huh.
So it basically, what I came up with is it is said that Ravana, while doing penance, made a gift of his nine heads for Shiva, or gave his nine heads to Shiva as a gift.
He presented his nine heads, or because you want, well, how you said it is correct. You just have to understand they're using the accusative.
Okay, great.
It's like he made a present of, and then what he made a present of is put in the accusative.
Right?
Okay. To Shiva. And Shrinuma, what did you take that as?
Shrinuma. Oh. Did I completely leave it out of the sentence? I did. I don't know. What is Shrinuma?
It means,
Are we here?
We hear.
Oh, it is, we hear.
Thanks, Penny.
Okay.
We hear, present tense.
Oh, so it's Iti Shrinuma, huh?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, we hear that.
Okay, we hear that.
Hear that Ravana.
Okay.
Okay.
Gifted Shiva, gave a gift of his nine heads to Shiva. Ravana, who was doing penance. Ravana, while doing tapas, his penance. Ravana doing his penance.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear that Ravana, while doing his penance, doing his tapas,
mm-hmm.
made a gift of his nine heads to Shiva, to Lord Shiva. Is that right?
Yeah.
Penny and Shri, do you see that? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on?
Yes.
You're okay? Okay. Okay, let's repeat after me then. Tapascharan.
Tapascharan.
Ravanaha.
Ravanaha.
Suyani.
Suyani.
Nava.
Nava.
Shivamsi.
Shivamsi.
Shivaya.
Shivaya.
Upayani Chakara.
Upayani Chikara.
Iti.
Iti.
Shrinumaha.
Shrinumaha.
Good. That's it.
I have a question on... It was a little fast for me on that Shivaya Upayani.
Oh, Shivaya is in the Data, right?
Right.
To Shiva.
Right.
And then
Upayani Chara. Can we just go over that number 13 again?
Actually, you can do it, Tara.
Okay. So it's actually 13 and 14.
Okay.
So the 13 part is just that we can add kri to a noun or an indeclinable, and it becomes doing or being like. Mm-hmm. And then 14 says that the ending or ah is changed to e, which is what we have here, except in the case of an indeclinable.
So what's the word? I mean, but we have iti added at the end too, right?
Right.
So that, okay.
So the actual word we have is upayana.
Okay.
And it becomes upayani because of that rule.
Okay.
It's
upayana. Okay.
Yeah, that's the substantive.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, how many do you want to do, Tara?
Well, this doing five has been working out really well.
All right, let's count the five.
But I'll try and finish. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do we have? Only four, though, right? Because we've got this one really long one, don't we?
But say you take the first two.
Yeah, it's a really long one.
Yeah.
And then...
I'll just do as much as I can of
that's
the rest
good.
Of it.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if we have two hanging.
Okay.
We'll just do those the next week and move into compounds.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so just as much as you can do, but don't feel you have to finish because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can pick it up the next week.
So, Carol?
Yeah?
So you're thinking that the week after next is when you'll start compounds?
Definitely not next week. Yeah, week after next.
Okay.
But you'll be here for that
next
one.
Next week I'm not going to be there next week.
I know. But that's not... We won't even look at compounds next week. It's not going to come up.
One of my cats must have seen this.
Okay, good.
It'll come up the week after. Then that's when we start compounds.
Okay, great.
I think when we do start, just for your information, when we do start compounds, I think we've got a few chapters on compounds. Using Goldman and Antoine and Bhandarkar for studying the compounds. It's really helpful.
Okay.
You can study all three of them and do the sentences out of Bhandarkar.
I got a copy of Goldman, which I bought used, and yeah. It's actually the Indian version. So I don't know how it correlates, but I'm hoping...
The Indian
yeah,
version?
Yeah, that's what they said. It was the Indian, an Indian version. Oh, maybe I have it.
Let me see. I have a... I mean,
oh, no, I don't have it.
Oh, bring it next week.
It's got a gold cover, a goldish tan cover rather than blue, and it's a paperback.
It might be exactly the same.
Anyway, I'm hoping...
Though you know what? I have a really, really old edition, so we might all have different editions.
Okay. Anyway, I have something to use now.
Let's take a break. And go to take a little break and then go to Vedanta Dinimo. Is that okay?